keep it cool.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. That is down in Spring Lakes, I imagine you call it, and water be cold. I tell you, I know my mother would keep we had some old cisterns, and we lived up here, and I don't know what we done. We had a cellar. I know what we had. Moved the house down there where we lived at Hazel Grove.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep milk in that cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And it always cool, you know, down there. Man. My dad dug that cellar and had the steps come in from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And plastered it. Had it with him and the fella, knowing what he was doing about digging. Papa would dig too, but anyhow, he dig that cellar and he plastered with cement seal. And it is cool down there, man.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is a great big thing down there, too.
Yeah, some people tell me they lower it down the well, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the well, too. Yeah. Or a cistern.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever done that unless it was up here. We built this new house. It was two old cisterns up there, one on each side of this new house. One of them there now. The other one's been filled up, but the other one's there. My mother might have used that system around there to put milk in.
Mm-hmm.
And butter. But as far as the new system, it was on the back porch. And nobody fooled that system.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my daddy did.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean, putting stuff in it.
Talking about the farm, what would you call it? Maybe an open place around the barn where the animals might walk around or something like that, you know? You'd say you just had a big
horse lot.
Horse lot?
Well, we always call it.
Did you ever do much growing cotton around here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my brother he got 100 acres of cotton. And he is kind of one-handed man.
Right.
He had four boys, and his last boy married about 2 years ago, I guess. And he'd been having hire somebody to help him drive his tractor. He's got two big tractors, farm tractors. He farms around 300 acres. Cotton and beans. He got 100 acres of cotton. He had about 75, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about 200 acres of beans.
Talking about raising cotton, what would you call that grass or whatever that come up in the field that you...
Crop grass? Mm-hmm. Johnson grass?
That kind of thing.
We used to not have no Johnson grass around this.
Is that right?
But I don't know what got here. And now there's plenty of it in this country, around this, all around, as far as I know, it's Johnson grass. But it used to be crap grass. That there ain't no crap grass. You don't
take over. Do y'all have kudzu up here?
Huh?
Kudzu?
Yeah. Sure it doesn't.
I hadn't really seen it.
That's a mean thing. It's good for gullies.
Yeah.
But, that stuff gets started, and I know there's some on the road banks. I know when I was working for the county, and that stuff would get on road banks, you know, and it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Even on blacktop roads.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, birds carry that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The seed, you know.
And spread it around.
Yeah. Same way with these wild roses. We got some right here on this, in that bush down by in there. And